spell this out better. You have to speak the language of morality. You must speak the language of morality. The left wins because nobody on the left knows anything about politics. They know you're evil. That's it. They know you're a racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe who hates the poor. Right? That's what they know about you. And it's not they think that about you. They know that about you. Deep down, they know all these evil things about you, which is why Thanksgiving dinners are always so awkward if you're unfortunate to have Jewish relatives or you have friends on the left, which are the exact same focus group. The answer to all of this is to speak in the language of morality. This is why I never say that the government compels people to do stuff. The government does not compel people to do stuff. The government compels people to do stuff at point of gun. Why do I say that? Because leftists are scared of guns. Right? When we say the government compels things, people say, oh, well, compulsion. Well, that's just like taxes, right? No. That's somebody coming to your house in the middle of the night with a SWAT team, with a gun, pointing it at you and dragging you off to prison for not doing what they want. Right? That is what we are facing. Right? When it comes to the left, it's not when we're such idiots, honestly. We're constantly arguing about whether our tax program is more efficient than their tax program. It's not about efficiency. Barack Obama gave the right answer to the wrong question, right? When he was asked in 2008, would you raise the capital gains tax, even if it means less revenue to the government? Would you raise it? He said, yes, for purposes of fairness. Right? Even if it meant people were more impoverished, even if it meant people were more poor, the answer was yes, for purposes of fairness. Why? Because people don't speak the language of poverty. People don't speak the language of efficiency. People don't speak Mitt Romney's 57-point tax plan. You can't even name 2 points on his 57-point tax plan. People speak the language of fairness and justice and morality. They want to think that they are right and the other guy is wrong. They want to have a feeling of, in many cases, unearned moral superiority based on their opposition to things. This is why everybody was getting off ripping on Donald Sterling for being a crazy old racist coot. Did they accomplish anything? No. But they felt real good because they got to go around telling all their friends that Donald Sterling was a racist old coot. Right? This is what they do. So, speak their language. In other words, next time they say something like, I believe in the minimum wage, then you should say, why exactly is it that you want to put a gun to the head of a business owner and force them to pay something? Why is that okay? Why isn't that violative of basic principles of consent? Like you know, you over here, you like gay marriage because you say that two men should be able to wed each other, but those two men shouldn't be able to do business with each other in a mutually agreed relationship. So if instead of them having sex, they were actually just, one was signing a check to the other to paint his car, then you're saying that's not okay? And that you're going to take a gun and put it to the head of one of them in order to make that happen? It's because you're a totalitarian.